2020至2021学年第二学期高二英语试题听力部分。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Don't you want to have dinner before you go to your evening class?
I'll grab a snack at the break. That should hold me over till I get back.
Mike worked as a secretary for 3 years. Then he became a newspaper man. After that, he started writing novels.
Is he still doing that?
Yes, he is very famous now.
How much do I have to pay in all?
Let me see, the tie is $20, the shirt is $35 and the hat is $5.
Sorry, the hat isn't mine.
Did you go to the lecture yesterday afternoon?
Yes. I got there half an hour earlier.For it was supposed to start at 2 o'clock, but it was delayed half an hour. Hi, Betty. Where are the guys?
I don't know. Tim says he'll be here in a minute or two. He's gone to return some tapes to the media service.But I haven't seen Sue and Bob yet.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6至7题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
I'm going shopping. Do you know anywhere that sells films on DVD in English and French?
Probably the best place to look is Waterstones. It's a bookshop in the city centre.
Okay. Anywhere else?
I'm not sure. You might find something in the record shop as well. Try HMV or Virgin, for example. HMV is just 2 blocks away.
Okay, thanks. I'll go to the nearest one at first. But can you write those down for me, please?
Of course.
I'm going shopping. Do you know anywhere that sells films on DVD in English and French?
Probably the best place to look is Waterstones. It's a bookshop in the city centre.
Okay. Anywhere else?
I'm not sure.You might find something in the record shop as well. Try HMV or Virgin, for example. HMV is just 2 blocks away.
Okay, thanks. I'll go to the nearest one at first. But can you write those down for me, please?
Of course.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至九题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Lisa. This is Dick speaking.
Oh, Dick, where are you?
I am in New York, but I am going to Beijing this month.
Really?
Yes. I'll be there from June 20th to 23rd.
What for? On business or just for a holiday?
Actually, I am invited to give a speech at an international meeting.
Would you have time to meet me?
Sure. That's why I am calling. I'll be busy on the 20th and 21st. Will the 22nd be all right?
Okay. What time would you say?
Well, I'll be free the whole day. It's up to you.
Let me see. There is a French restaurant near my office. Maybe we can have dinner there.
Sounds great. I'll call you again.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing you.
Hello, Lisa. This is Dick speaking.
Oh, Dick, where are you?
I am in New York, but I am going to Beijing this month.
Really?
Yes. I'll be there from June 20th to 23rd.
What for? On business or just for a holiday?
Actually, I am invited to give a speech at an international meeting.
Would you have time to meet me?
Sure. That's why I am calling. I'll be busy on the 20th and 21st. Will the 22nd be all right?
Okay. What time would you say?
Well, I'll be free the whole day. It's up to you.
Let me see. There is a French restaurant near my office. Maybe we can have dinner there.
Sounds great. I'll call you again.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing you.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至十二题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
How was your economics class?
Well, to be honest with you, I fell asleep during the lecture.
Was it that boring?
No, it wasn't the teacher's fault. The problem is that I can't stay awake for a two-hour lecture. I have been working in the evening at the hospital.
Isn't that going to affect your grades?
Probably. But I need to work to pay my school fees.
Maybe you should turn to the financial aid office.
But they're going to try to offer me a bunch of loans. I am trying to avoid going into debt.
Okay. Why don't you go to the student employment office and see if they can help you find another job?
That's a great idea. I actually have a break before my next class, so I'll go there now.
How was your economics class?
Well, to be honest with you, I fell asleep during the lecture.
Was it that boring?
No, it wasn't the teacher's fault. The problem is that I can't stay awake for a two-hour lecture. I have been working in the evening at the hospital.
Isn't that going to affect your grades?
Probably. But I need to work to pay my school fees.
Maybe you should turn to the financial aid office.
But they're going to try to offer me a bunch of loans. I am trying to avoid going into debt.
Okay. Why don't you go to the student employment office and see if they can help you find another job?
That's a great idea. I actually have a break before my next class, so I'll go there now.
听下面一段对话，回答第13至16题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hey, Mum. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Your father and I are coming home tomorrow. Can you pick us up at the train station in the afternoon?
What time will you arrive?
We land around noon. So, we should be at the train station by 1:30 p.m.
Oh, but I have to pick up Sandy from the vet at 1:30 p.m.I won't be able to get to the station until 2 p.m. at the earliest.
What's wrong with Sandy?
Nothing too serious. The vet said she might have caught a cold or something.
Oh, I'm sure she will be okay. She's a strong girl.
Thanks. Now, what should we do about tomorrow?
Let me think. Your dad and I can just eat lunch at the airport. That way,No one will feel rushed to be anywhere. We'll plan to see you around 2 p.m. at the station. Okay?
Works for me.
Oh, hang on a second. Where are we going to sit? If you are bringing Sandy in the car, we won't have room to sit in the back seat.
That's true. Also, what about your luggage?
Son, can't you put off picking up Sandy until later in the afternoon?That would make everything a whole lot easier.
I will call the vet and see if that's possible. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Hey, Mum. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Your father and I are coming home tomorrow. Can you pick us up at the train station in the afternoon?
What time will you arrive?
We land around noon. So,We should be at the train station by 1:30 p.m.
Oh, but I have to pick up Sandy from the vet at 1:30 p.m. I won't be able to get to the station until 2 p.m. at the earliest.
What's wrong with Sandy?
Nothing too serious. The vet said she might have caught a cold or something.
Oh, I'm sure she will be okay. She's a strong girl.
Thanks. Now,What should we do about tomorrow?
Let me think. Your dad and I can just eat lunch at the airport. That way, no one will feel rushed to be anywhere. We'll plan to see you around 2 p.m. at the station. Okay?
Works for me.
Oh, hang on a second. Where are we going to sit? If you are bringing Sandy in the car, we won't have room to sit in the back seat.
That's true. Also, what about your luggage?
Son, can't you put off picking up Sandy until later in the afternoon? That would make everything a whole lot easier.
I will call the vet and see if that's possible. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至20题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning, everyone. My name is William Brett, and I'd like to welcome you to our company, with a short introduction about my work and the plan for the day. I also have some information about this evening. To begin then, a few words about myself. I'm the human resources manager here, I'm responsible for staff training. Right, the important point is the program for the day. We begin with a visit to our design studios with Simone Laurent. Then she will take you for lunch. And after lunch, we have a visit to the sports shoe workshops with John Barnes. At about 3, we have a project meeting with different colleagues. Then this evening, we would like everyone to meet at 7:30 in your hotel hall. We plan to have a short reception, and then dinner in a restaurant. Well, does anyone have any questions? Is everyone happy with this plan? Okay, good, then that's all from me. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day. Now let me introduce Simone Laurent from our design team.
Good morning, everyone. My name is William Brett, and I'd like to welcome you to our company, with a short introduction about my work and the plan for the day. I also have some information about this evening. To begin then, a few words about myself. I'm the human resources manager here. I'm responsible for staff training. Right, the important point is the program for the day. We begin with a visit to our design studios with Simone Laurent. Then she will take you for lunch. And after lunch, we have a visit to the sports shoe workshops with John Barnes. At about 3, we have a project meeting with different colleagues. Then this evening, we would like everyone to meet at 7:30 in your hotel hall. We plan to have a short reception, and then dinner in a restaurant. Well, does anyone have any questions? Is everyone happy with this plan? Okay, good, then that's all from me. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a good day. Now let me introduce Simone Laurent from our design team.
听力部分到此结束，预祝同学们取得好成绩。